Highbridge Audio presents At Knit's End, Meditations for Women Who Knit Too Much by Stephanie Pearl McPhee, read for you by the author.
The Path to Knit's End. In High Park, near my home in Toronto, there is a paved circle with a complex path painted on it, completely surrounded by trees and gardens. Grenadier Pond sits to one side, and an elaborate castle playground is nearby. I have walked by it many, many times, and my children have always played on it, leaping from one path to another, running the fancy route laid out by the faded painted markings. When I was finishing this book, and had only the introduction to write, I walked through High Park, taking my usual peaceful path through the trees. I was a little angry with myself. I was almost done with the book, and I liked it. Writing the intro at the end seemed silly and redundant, and I was frustrated that I hadn't had the good sense to write it at the beginning when I should have. Writing the intro at the end was a critical error, like knitting the collar of a sweater first, then trying to make all the other pieces fit. How could I possibly go backward to the introduction? I walked by the paved circle and absent-mindedly looked over at it. An elderly lady stood outside the circle. She bowed, then deliberately walked the path marked on the circle. I noticed then that the circle was not a maze, as I had thought. It was instead a looped circular path to the center. There were no wrong turns. There was no chance for confusion. She followed the markings to the exact middle of the circle.